Shabbat Shalom, everybody. One of Messiah congregation. Here we are. Let me put up the video countdown. And I'll put up the study. Let's see. Where'd the study go? Let's see. There it is.
You're not on the mic here.
Yeah, I know. I'll get on it. Okay. And I'm on the mic, and there's the study, and we're ready. Well, Shabbat Shalom. There's our silver trumpet blown. That's in Numbers 10, in case you're wondering why we're doing that. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahach HaBemashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. So Shabbat Shalom. Today's the last Sabbath of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this day. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, first we ask you to cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot. I thank and praise you, Father God. We're here today on your holy day, the last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's a Sabbath of God. And I thank God for the blood of Yeshua. I thank God for forgiveness of sins. I thank God for your word. And I'm going to make it to heaven, Father, no matter what happens in this crazy world. And I thank God for the blood of Yeshua and my wife and Teresa and anyone else that joins us. May God bless you in Yeshua's name. May God bless this day. Amen. There's my website. There's my email. There's my phone number if you need to call me. Today is the last day of April. Last day of the April, 2024. And God's calendar, it's Ha'aviv 21. Yay. Today's study, just a real quick study for today. It's Sabbath. It's a sacred assembly. The last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Today is the last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the 21st of Ha'aviv, Sabbath. So you might say, where did I get that from? Well, you go to Leviticus 23. Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the Feast of Jehovah. So Jehovah is talking about the Feast of Jehovah. Did you get that? Which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. There's that, holy convocations. And then he goes right into the Sabbath. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest. Holy convocation, you shall do no work today, and no work on any Sabbath. It's the Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. Wherever you dwell today has to be Sabbath worthy. And these are the feasts of Jehovah, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In other words, we don't do them when we feel like. We don't do them when the rest of the world does whatever they're doing. We do them when God says. We did on the 14th day of the first month, Ha'aviv, Nisan, at even was Jehovah's Passover. We did that. And on the 15th day of the same month, Ha'aviv, was the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Jehovah. 7 days we ate unleavened bread. And you might say, why do we have to do that? Well, that's symbolic of taking sin out of your life. It's a precursor for going to heaven. There's no sin in heaven. So we just do it for a week here. Not a big deal. And the first day shall have a holy convocation. We do no work. We did no work on the first day because that was a holy that was a Sabbath. And today is the seventh day. It's a holy convocation. You should do no work today. No work today at all. And that's it. So you might say, what's a holy convocation? Well, the word mikvah is a. Mikvah means a convocation, a convoking, a reading, a calling together. It's a sacred assembly today. Today's a sacred assembly of the living God. That's why we all got here today. And it's a reading, it's assembly, it's a calling together. Everybody knows what the word kodesh means, holy, and that's set apart to God, holiness to God, you know, sacredness to God. And it's so many times in the Bible. Sacred assembly, even in the dictionary, says, a devoted or dedicated to a deity, that's God, or to some religious purpose, consecrated. Holy means pertaining to or connected with religion. Sacred music, sacred books, regarded with reverence. And that's what holy is. And you can read the rest of that. And the convocation is the same thing it means in the concordance. It's a calling together, assembly, it's a meeting, supposed to get up and get going. State of being convoked, a group of people gathered in an assembly. Assemblies in the clergy, assemblies of, it's assembly of people. And that's really interesting. Something that we should do. Assembly, so you might say, what's an assembly? Everybody knows what an assembly is. An assembly is a coming together of a number of persons, right? Usually for a particular purpose. It's a group of people gathered together. And that's especially for a religious purpose, you know, God's purpose. For God, we go out of our way no matter what's happening. We just get up and get going. And then we have, of course, Deuteronomy 16. We observed the month of Ha'aviv. We did that. We kept the Passover unto Jehovah our God, for in the month of Ha'aviv, Jehovah our God brought you forth out of the land of Egypt by night. And we did that. Then he goes, 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a sacred, a solemn assembly. It's a solemn assembly today. I think some people forgot that. It's a solemn assembly to Jehovah your God. You shall do no work therein. So you might say, what's that mean? A solemn assembly means atzeret, atzerah, and it's a solemn meeting. And I thank you for joining us as we join God one more time. Yeah. And that's what that today is, an atzeret, a sacred assembly, a sacred meeting. And I didn't make that up. God said it. So this is a short study for today, and we'll read a lot later. So soon we'll have the, after the first fruits, we're going to have 50 days later, we're going to have the Feast of Weeks, Feast of Harvest, known as Pentecost by the people. That's June 16th, 2024. This is not a long study today at all. So I want to thank you for joining us. May God bless you. And today is a atzerah, it's a sacred assembly, and we're going to assemble today and eat, and we're going to sing, and we're going to read the Bible and do all things like that for God. We go out of our way for God. Anyway, I'm going to stop that, and it's a real short study today, but that's the way it works. God bless you, and let me stop the audio. Praise the Lord.